破釜沉舟. That was the name of my Chinese class. We were the leftovers. Ride or die, the last resort. Yan Zha En, my Chinese name. Three random sounds strung together. It didn't mean much to me. It didn't define me. At a young age, I had given up learning Chinese. I stopped learning how to read, to write. I gave up on the culture. As I grow up, my Chinese American friends recite Chinese poetry, watch Chinese movies. I remember being embarrassed because I was just the same as them, except I was unable to catch their Chinese references, to even order off of a Chinese menu. I felt out of place. I should know these things, right? 破釜沉舟. So what does this mean? This Chinese idiom is a story about a Chinese general who, before going into a big fight, told his army to destroy all of their ships and all of their pots that were meant for food. His army has no way of backing out. They either win or they die trying. This motivation led to their victory. When I was in middle school, a determined teacher opened up a class, a 破釜沉舟 class. I was an older kid in a class full of younger kids. I had my doubts, but better late than never. I watch as my brother gives up. I watch as he stops doing the homework, stops showing up to class. But I am not ready to give up as easily as I did before. Yan, 颜色 the yan. My last name means color. Jia means home, En means grace. Together, it was my name, Yan Zha En. They aren't just sounds anymore. They mean something to me. I want people to know that I learned Chinese, not only so I can talk with my relatives, not only so I can watch Chinese movies, but also so that I can understand my heritage, my identity. I want people to know that it's easy to lose parts of who you are, but it's also not too late to start discovering. Ancestry or background, it is a part of who you are, and you should be mighty proud of it. I am a Chinese American who does not want to lose these two cultures, and luckily I have the opportunity to continue to learn and experience both.